Well, the grounding of most commercial aviation and restrictions on all international travel is also wreaking havoc in an unexpected area, meteorology. And with hurricane season around the corner, a lack of accurate information could have serious consequences, not just here, but around the world, at a time when people are already struggling. Allison Chinchar is a meteorologist with CNN. She's been reporting on the relationship between aviation and weather forecasting and joins us by Skype. So, Allison, what do commercial flights have to do with meteorology?
Right. So you wouldn't necessarily think of something like you flying to Europe or a friend flying to Mexico really having much to do with it, but it's actually very important, especially when it comes to forecasting. Now, there are a lot of places that we get observations from. Yes, obviously we get them from airlines, but also cruise ships, satellites, buoys, weather balloons, ground stations, and even radars. The problem is those can't be everywhere. So where planes and especially cruise ships are down, those provide us weather observations in places we don't normally have them, specifically over the water. Think about it. Not many people live in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean or in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. So having observations from those planes and from those cruise ships provides us vital information that we really wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, it's so interesting because when you're flying or on a ship, you're not thinking, oh, we are collecting data. But you say it's the equivalent of thousands of weather balloons.
It is. It's a very significant number. Now, the key thing here where this makes a difference is weather modeling. I'm sure when you hear all of meteorologists talk about hurricane season, for example, you'll often hear meteorologists compare models. You'll say the American model wants the storm to go this way. The European model wants the storm to go this way instead. It's those models that are really going to take the biggest hit from not having this information from the planes. The European model, which is a very respected model, specifically wrote an entire report up about this, the lack of aircraft data. And they explained that the short-range wind and temperature forecasts are going to decrease by 15%. Hear that. They are going to have 15% significant degradation of all of those forecast ranges. And that goes out 7 days. So they're not just saying it's a short term, you know, say the next 24 hours or a 48-hour forecast. You're talking a 7-day forecast. So that's pretty significant.
Yeah. And we're talking about information like air pressure, temperature, wind speed. You're talking about millions of observations, something like 250 million from all of these flights and now cruise ships. We just saw terrible weather rip through the south, you know, huge wind storms in the northeast. What do you think the impact's going to be?
Right. So now over land, it's not going to be as significant of an impact because you do still have local weather service offices. They will issue weather balloons. And they have said that in order to make up for the lack, they will increase their output of weather balloons. But again, that only really helps over land. So the severe storms you spoke about, that really probably didn't take too much of a hit from the lack of data. Where we're most concerned is hurricane season. And unfortunately, we are heading into hurricane season with a big disadvantage for two reasons. Number one, forecasters have said that this coming hurricane season is actually going to be above normal. Knowing that, you also have, where do hurricanes live? Over water. And again, that's the area we spoke about that's we're really going to notice the biggest lack of that information and data. When you think about a hurricane, you see it on satellites. They look, you know, beautiful, mesmerizing when you look down from the satellite. And a satellite can tell you where they're located and perhaps their size. But what it can't tell you is what's inside that storm. Is it a category one? Is it a category five? Those are the things that the satellites can't give you. But that weather data from the airplanes, from some of the cruise ship, as they're taking real life column of air observations, that's where we're really going to see the biggest disadvantage heading into hurricane season.
Oh, well, and it's just terrible, as we said, after the tornadoes. So terribly unfair. Tornadoes wrecking homes at a time when people can't go bunk with relatives because of social distancing. We might see the same thing with hurricane season coming up and not get as much warning.
And yes, one other aspect to mention about the shelters, you know, for example, Alexander City, which is just outside of Montgomery, Alabama, announced they would not be opening their shelters due to shelter in place procedures. So a lot of people who would normally go to those shelters, or even people who are first timers and got scared of what might happen and decided they wanted to take shelter, they had to find alternative places to go. And even some of the shelters that were in place, they warned people that they may reach max capacity sooner because they have to keep those people at least 6 feet apart. And that's going to be a concern too going into hurricane season, because we may have to go through those same protocols yet again in May, June, July, and even through the rest of hurricane season as well.
Tough, tough. That's CNN meteorologist Allison Chinchar on how COVID-19 is playing an indirect role in weather forecasting. Allison, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.